Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston City Councilors today are slated to hold two public hearings about the controversial pay raise for Boston firefighters. At issue is a ruling in May when an arbitrator granted the firefighters wage hikes and extra pay in exchange for them undergoing regular drug and alcohol testing. There is still a dispute over the math. The mayor says the award is 19% over 5 years. The union says it equals 16% over 4 years. WBUR's David Boweri reports on the political pressures the Boston City Councilors face amid the controversy.
The two biggest public spaces on the fifth floor of City Hall are the City Council chambers and a one-toilet men's room. They also may be the only places in the city where people aren't talking about the firefighters' contract. Good luck finding City Councilors to comment. Mum's the word for most of them. And the only councilor to come out against the firefighters' contract is Councilor Chuck Turner.
We have to have balance in our contracts, and this contract isn't balanced.
This is Chuck Turner, the federally indicted Councilor Chuck Turner, facing trial on charges of corruption. And he's laughing here that he's the only one who's been up front, saying the city can't afford the salary hike. Especially not the 2.5% increase that's a quid pro quo for firefighters for having agreed to alcohol and drug testing. Turner says public safety issues shouldn't be part of collective bargaining.
It's interesting that Chuck Turner, that well-known criminal, would be making proposals that are supported by groups that aren't his traditional allies.
Those groups, like the fiscal watchdogs and corporate leaders expected to testify today, are warning the city can't afford the contract and the repercussions it will have in negotiating contracts with all the city's other unions. The mayor insists, and two independent reports agree, the firefighters' contract will cost in the range of $74 million. What are you hearing from your constituents about this?
Well, you know, they're concerned.
Mark Siomo, one of the few councilors who agreed to comment, represents Alston and Brighton.
There is a lot of unemployed tradesmen that I talk to. I live in a blue-collar neighborhood. Do the firefighters deserve a raise? Absolutely. But having said that, this is where we are now.
But where the councilors are now is unclear. Councilor-at-large Steve Murphy, who's running for state treasurer and touting his ability at money management, has been unavailable for interviews. Last week, he rolled out his campaign at the headquarters of the Boston Firefighters Local. And Councilor-at-Large John Conley says he's an undecided, and that's all he has to say for now. Toward the firefighters' union, the councilors who speak have been ever so diplomatic. Mark Siomo.
I feel that the impact may be just a little too much right now, and with a little compromise, this could go forward and we could put it all behind us.
Last year, 22 unions, that's about half the city's unions, agreed to defer their wage increases for a year. This year, one of those groups, the janitors, will see a fourth of its members laid off. Council President Michael Ross, who's called for concessions from the firefighters, says though the city may have the funds to cover their contract, it only has those funds because of layoffs and closing community centers and libraries. Ross says the firefighters' contract award is in jeopardy.
I do not believe that they have the votes to pass this. I think that they would have to come forward with a significant concession and recognize really what other unions have across the country and here locally.
That significant concession could be deferring the 2.5% salary increase for accepting drug and alcohol testing. That's one idea from an outside consultant, which several councilors are advancing, including Ross.
The reality is it doesn't appear to be interest on the other side.
The other side being the Firefighters Union and its president, Ed Kelly.
It's not an unfair award, and we feel that we owe it to ourselves and our families to stand up for what we feel is right. We played by the rules.
And that would seem to be that. At today's hearings, city councilors will hear all kinds of numbers, semantics, and competing analyses of the costs of the contract. They won't be voting up or down today in any case. The first time they can vote on it is next Wednesday. For WBUR, I'm David Boweri.